Being on?
Good night.
I love it. Good morning, everyone. This morning, we reflect on the significance of Jesus Christ. However, in order to fully do that and to fully appreciate the hope that Jesus brings, we must remember how hopeless we were without him. And to do that, I'd like to share with you a quick story. Three friends went to go see a wise man who lived in a mountain. And when they found him, he said to them, "My name is Life. You can each ask me one question, and I will answer it." And so the first friend asked him, "What is the key to success?" And Life, the wise man, responded, "You only get what you put in." And so he went back down the mountain and worked 7 days a week and became a millionaire. And when he was 80, he was at his deathbed, surrounded by the finest things that money could buy. Yet he was sad because he couldn't take any of it into death. And the second friend asked Life, "What is the key to happiness?" And Life responded, "To help others." So he went back down the mountain and worked in nonprofits and served the poor. And when he was 80, he was at his deathbed, surrounded not only by his children, but his grandchildren and all the people that he had helped. He was proud of how many people he touched. But he still feared what would happen to him after he passed away. The third friend asked Life, "What is the key to understanding my purpose here on this earth?" And Life, the wise man, spent a lot of time pondering this question, but could not answer it. And what is man's purpose on this earth? That is a question that man has asked for thousands of years. Plato, the Greek philosopher, I have a slide. Plato, the Greek philosopher, believed that the meaning of life is to attain the highest form of knowledge. It wasn't to help others. It wasn't to make money. But it was the pursuit of knowledge and information. Biologists such as Richard Dawkins have concluded that the primary function to life is the replication of DNA. That's it. Your only job is to have babies and to make sure your babies survive long enough to have their own babies. But in this way of thinking, I can't help but ask the question, what about the elderly? What is their role and their purpose as grandparents if this is the purpose and meaning of life? And Otto Schopenhauer, a more contemporary philosopher, asked the same question, and this is specifically what he had to say. What is the meaning of life? By stating that one's life reflects one's will, and the will or life is an aimless, irrational, and painful drive. Life is irrational and pointless. It's meaningless. When Schopenhauer considered everything in his life, the books he read, the people he observed, this was his logical and philosophical conclusion. And all of these people in their own way ask, what is my purpose in life? Now you'd be surprised to know that the people in the Bible had this mentality too. In fact, there was this incredibly wise philosopher in the Old Testament who shared this same perspective that life is meaningless. Let's turn our Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 3. And I'll read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. And it says this, "What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever." And so this wise philosopher asked the same question that Plato, Dawkins, and Schopenhauer have asked, and he comes to a very similar conclusion as Schopenhauer, in chapters 1, verse 1 and 2, and he concludes that everything in life is meaningless.
So this is the philosopher, 同款问像柏拉图，还是说奥本海默，还是这个新闻学家道金所问的，因拢同款来一种同款的答案，就是像传道书第一节第二节所讲的，因的结论就是生命是无意义的。According
to this philosopher in the Old Testament, people gain nothing from their labor. All your hard work is meaningless. All the 40, 50 hours, 6-hour weeks that you put in is meaningless. Even the fact that you have children and grandchildren is meaningless. We see that in verse 4 when it says generations come and generations go. Because the only thing, according to this wise philosopher, the only thing that will last forever is the earth.
我照这个地学家所想的，人所得不来，拢是无路用的。你所认真所做的，嘛拢无意义的。 每一礼拜五十六十点钟的所做的工，拢是无意义的，拢是空空的。甚至这个事实，你有你的子女，你有孙，嘛是拢无意义的，因为所有归到尾拢是就是土地。
And according to this philosopher, people gain he continues with even describing wisdom, a virtue that is universally sought after in all cultures of the world, and he describes it as meaningless in verse 18.
伊继续过来讲人的智慧，就是这个智慧是世界上每一个人拢是要追求，不管是什么款的文化，拢想要追求到的智慧。但是伊的结论是伫第一章十八节安尼讲。
In chapter 1, verse 18, it says this, "For with much wisdom comes much sorrow, the more knowledge, the more grief."
And wisdom
is meaningless. Wisdom is actually a curse because if you are truly wise, then you know that just how insignificant we are compared to eternity. If we are wise, we know how meaningless life is.
智慧嘛是无路用的，嘛是无意义的，甚至伊是一个咒诅。你有真正智慧的时，你就是知这个智慧甲这个永生永活来比是完全无重要的。咱呐有智慧的时阵，咱知生命就是遐尼同款，是遐尼无意义。
And this wise philosopher, he continues on and talks about how even pleasure is meaningless in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 10 to 11.
伊佫继续来讲，就是讲人迄个喜乐嘛是同款无意义的。伊伫《传道书》第二章第十节佮十一节。
And chapter 2, verse 10 to 11 says this: I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward of all my toil. Yet, when I surveyed all that my hands had done, and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind, nothing was gained under the sun.
So, 第十节，第二章第十节安尼讲，我的目睭所爱，我无阻挡伊；我的心所欢喜的，我无禁止伊。因为我的心为着我所得我的来快乐，这就是我对一切所得我来得到的分业。我看我的手所做一切的工，以及所着我的劳碌，看，这拢是空虚，拢是掠风，在日光的下面，拢无利益。
And so this philosopher, he took delight in all his labor. He was passionate about what he did. Yet even though he did what he loved, he saw that it wasn't enough, and he was not satisfied.
所以，这个哲学家，伊真爱做伊的工课，伊嘛足有热情咧做伊。总是伊做伊所爱做的物件，但是伊也感觉无满足。
You see, I've sought and have been given advice in regards to my career many times in my life, and one of the most common pieces of advice I've heard was, "Do what you love." Now, the truth is, that's not enough. It's not simply enough to do what I love. It's not enough just to be passionate about my job. At some point, your passion runs out.Your passion feeds an ephemeral goal. It has no eternal impact. This is why I believe the philosopher says in Ecclesiastes that if I were to do what I love and to do what I was passionate about and to only enjoy and seek pleasure, I would ultimately be chasing after the wind.
我伫咧找找我的事业、我的工作的时阵，我有得到真多建议啊，特别啊。讲上侪就是讲，你爱做你上喜欢做诶物件。虽然是安尼讲，但是做即个喜欢诶物件，毋是讲遮尔简单，也无法度有够热迄个热情来去做我诶工课。所以，伫一个时阵，我迄个热情失去诶时阵，我就感觉即个真短暂。我即个热情干来用。伫这个真短暂的目标那顶，伊对我的影响并无甚物款的冲击。这就是这个哲学家伫这个 团队书所讲的，我做这么就我做这一工，只不过在抓风而已。
And I wanted to talk about this because I wanted you to know that this is the logical conclusion that thousands of years of human history has come to when they looked at life without God. This is the conclusion that Plato and Schopenhauer and the wise philosopher have all come to.
我提这个讲的理由，就是讲，经过这样子几千年来人一堆吹，这些有名的哲学家柏拉图因所做的。
They all surveyed the world, they all looked at their lives, and they all could find no answer for death.
In 观察这个世界，伊看因家己的生命，总是因所找无法度对这个死亡有一个答案。
And this hopelessness is not only a reality of this world, but also our spiritual condition outside of Christ.
这个结论，唔那是伫这个世界。面顶，咱所感觉真失望的事实，甚至伫咱的精神上，也嘛伫无信耶稣基督的时阵，嘛是安尼。
Earlier this morning, we talked about our need for a savior. We went through Genesis and looked at how Adam and Eve had disobeyed God from eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because of this sin, all of creation suffered.This is the reason why man throughout history has found no answer to death. This is the reason why we need a savior.
他对啊，关对创世纪，咱来讲起，咱需要一个有救主。咱对创世纪遐来看出亚当甲夏娃来违背上帝的旨意，食迄个分别好歹树的果子，就是因为这个罪，予咱来一家来丢活。这就是咱人类的历史是安怎找对死亡找无答案的理由，所以咱需要一个救主。
And this is the reason why God decided to send His Son, His divine Son Jesus Christ, to become one of us, so that He could die for our sins. He sent Jesus Christ to be a light to a world surrounded in darkness and futility. And let's read from John chapter 1 verse 9-13.
这个就是上帝是安怎找伊独生的圣子来这个世间的理由。伊找耶稣来成做世间的光，因为伊这个世间是黑暗的，是无利益的，是无路用的。咱来看啊，约翰第一章第九节、十三节所讲的。
The true light that gives light to everybody, to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him.He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
John 第一章第九节安尼讲，真的光来入世间，去照万人。因伫世间，世间对因来创造，也世间毋捌伊，伊到家己的所在，也家己的人无接纳伊。既然接纳伊的，就是信伊的名的人，伊就相属因有权成做世间的囝子，成做上帝的囝子。第十三节，因毋是对法器，也毋是对肉体的意思，也毋是对人的意思生的，是对上帝。
You see, we as children of God are born into a destiny. We're born with a purpose. The things that we invest in and the things that we seek are eternal things. They impact not just this life, but the next. The relationship we grow with God, the relationship we grow and build with one another, the treasures in heaven that we store will all last for an eternity. This is what gives us meaning. This is what gives us hope.
So, you see, we're born into a destiny. We're born.对安尼生出来有是有定着的，是有目的的。这个代志是咱所找出的迄个应许，咱甲上帝的关系，咱甲上帝两个建立的关系。伫生命，毋是干伫这个生命，是伫后个生命。咱爱找着这个应许伫天顶，这就是咱的意义伫倒位。这就是咱的愿望在哪里。
If we choose to follow Christ and accept him into our hearts, we do not view this life the same way that people like Plato and Schopenhauer do. We don't have to have our lives with the sense of darkness or that life is ultimately meaningless. The birth of Jesus Christ marks the beginning of hope for all of humanity. This is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. To celebrate and to remember the hope that we have in Christ. To be joyful because we are no longer hopeless. Before we were lost in darkness, but as children of God and children of light, we are found.
在咱要找到耶稣基督的时阵，咱找到，咱即马看到迄个光，咱无阁失败。
About a month ago, my grandmother passed away, and my mom and my dad flew to Korea to attend her funeral. And my dad told me a story that really stuck with me. He said that you could see a difference between the Christians and the non-Christians who were at the funeral. Those who were non-Christians were overwhelmed with guilt, with grief. But those who were Christians were sad too, but they had a sense of hope that they would see her again in heaven.
我的阿嬷过身，我的老爸甲老母陪转去韩国来参加伊的葬式。啊，我的老爸甲我讲一个代志，让我一直想。伊讲，你会用看出伫即个参加葬式内底基督徒甲非基督徒，伫因为遐个非基督徒因为过头的悲伤，总是遐个基督徒因虽然嘛艰苦。
And I'm so grateful that my grandmother was a believer because she is by God's side now and in a place with no more suffering and no more pain.
我真感謝我的阿嬤，因為伊是有一個有信仰的人，因為伊即馬是上帝的邊啊，而且無過掙扎，無過艱苦。
But I'm also grateful because I, her grandson, am living in her spiritual inheritance now. One reason I believe in God is because she did. And she chose to raise my father as a Christian. And I owe my life, I owe my eternity to her. And that is the hope that we have in Christ. And that is the stuff of this life that matters.
遗善，予阮伫阮的精神面顶。阮，这就是阮的理由。阮伫遐来相信上帝，因为伊安尼做，伊甲我的老爸养饲大汉伫信仰的内底，我欠我阿嬷食的物件。这就是咱有希望，咱有盼望伫耶稣基督内底。这个就是真正生命的意义伫倒位。
And I don't know everyone who has come to church this morning, but if you are not a Christian, if you haven't committed to follow Christ, I want to extend to you an invitation to accept Christ into your heart. Maybe you feel the struggle that the author of Ecclesiastes expressed. Maybe you feel like your work and your school seem meaningless to you, and you're looking for a sense of purpose in your life. I want you to accept Christ into your life so that you can have a hope, a new purpose, and to truly celebrate Christ in the season of Christmas this morning.
我对恁大家无，大家拢熟悉。若恁今仔到礼拜堂来，若准恁毋是基督徒，恁还未决定要跟随耶稣基督，我要将我的邀请，予恁邀请你来将耶稣放伫恁的心。不一定伫这个时阵，恁感觉真挣扎，对恁的工作，对恁的工课。 不一定恁会通来直接来找到生命的目的。我希望要邀请你来接受耶稣入你的心，就安尼，恁就盼望有目的。这就是真正咱今仔日直接庆祝迄个圣诞的意义。
And to the church, let's remember this season to celebrate Jesus and the hope that He brings. As we spend time with our families and friends, eating, sharing presents, and resting, let's use these things to point our hearts to Christ. As we spend time with family and friends, let's thank God for the body of Christ and fellowship that we have with the Holy Spirit. As we share presents, let's remember the beautiful and wonderful gift of Jesus Christ that God gave to us. And as we rest, let's reflect on the eternal rest we can have with the birth of Christ.
对咱教会内底人来讲，请咱今仔日会记哩，今仔日庆祝耶稣诞生的意义伫倒位，伊的盼望是伊所带予咱的。咱袂伫这期的中间，甲咱的亲戚朋友做伙享受饮食，享受大家互相换礼物，伫遮休困的时阵，请咱将咱的这个庆祝来基地伫耶稣基督的面顶，咱伫这个时间甲朋友亲戚咧欢喜咧快乐的时阵，咱来将咱的感谢送予咱的耶稣基督，咱予咱有这个信心来充满伫咱的中间。咱伫遮咱分享咱的礼品的时阵，请咱唔通袂记哩这个意义，这个遮水遮好的礼物对耶稣下来予咱的。咱伫遮休困的过节的时阵，请咱来想着咱耶稣基督降生真正永远，予咱永远的安息。
Let's pray.
阿头基督。
God, we thank you for this morning, and we just exalt you and praise you. Father, we thank you for Christ. We thank you for the gift that you gave us on Christmas. And that we celebrate through the season. Father, we pray that you would be with us as we spend time with our friends and our family. That you would point our hearts to Christ and the eternal hope that we have in you. Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins. The punishment that we were supposed to have, you took on our behalf. And for that, we are eternally grateful. And Jesus, if there are any of us who your Holy Spirit is working on in this morning, I pray that you would bring to fruition that work, that you would bring them closer to you. And so we pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.